Episode whatever, season whatever, man. Welcome to 2023, man. The pregame podcast, umerudi, bro.
But kwa wili, man.
Because also at Liverpool, waliogopa. Nita kuonyesha the middle finger, but you know, this is family friendly and everything. And yeah, bado tuko juu ya meza, but you're still the champions, you know. Manchester United in the building, Mr. Cyprian Kimtai Limo. Na niko na debut hapa.
Fabian Simiu, Man United fan.
This podcast is about Man United the whole time. Kama ni msasinali, kama ni msa Liverpool, lia. Sijali, to be honest. Today is our day and it's our time to shine. So you'll have to sit back, relax and suffer as we talk.
Yeah.
First agenda, Manchester Derby. Ilikuwaje kwako, bro?
It was awesome.
Ongea kwa nguvu, usiogope.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Tumechapa Man City, usiogope.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was awesome. Uh-huh. Of course, I told you tungeshinda. Not after tumeshinda, I came back to you and kukwambia what I predicted. It was awesome, literally. That's what I can say. Yeah.
Wait, from your perspective, tulikuwa deserved kushinda because the first conversion ni Rashford. Yoba yake ilikuwa offside ama ilikuwa onside?
Onside, of course. I'm a fan. I'm a United fan, so I can't come.
Apana. As someone who watches football, don't understand the rules.
Onside.
Ni onside.
Yeah. It because depends on the referee, yeah.
Kwa the rule book ni gani? If a player interfere with any play, amata block any defender or keeper from the ball, inakuwa offside. Rashford alipata ball. Aka make the run. Hakushika ball, yes.
Yeah, he didn't touch it.
He didn't touch the ball,
yeah.
But ali interfere with the play. Because Akanji, Ederson, what can expect? Rashford ashika.
Yeah, true.
Sindio?
Yeah.
So Ederson akabaki kwa D.
Yeah.
Akanji akama kumfuata.
True.
If Rashford angekuwa hapo, none of that would have happened.
But at the end of the day, yeah, as a defender, I feel like kuacha such make such silly mistakes. So for me, to blame Akanji. I won't blame Ederson. You Rashford is too quick. So Akanji ndiye alikuwa na hiyo opportunity ya ku catch down with Rashford. But at the end of the day, I assume. You assume too, like Rashford maybe attached the ball, but then hakujua Bruno ametokea nyuma. So for me, I will blame Akanji for his mistake.
Okay, I see your point. To be honest, because even for me, as a Man United fan,
true,
of course, it was happy. But as someone who understands ball, because your stuff is a top opinion against Arsenal,
yeah,
and that's a conversation we'll talk about later in the podcast. But the fact that in his opinion, another team or to us in the next fixture, Nezomia. To be honest, me is a jam
true, for real.
And I feel for Man City fans,
yeah,
and out the five or four of them in the world, I feel for you guys. To be honest, I hate to use your appendy, but as a human, I feel for you. And I'm happy you lost, yes, but I feel for you because at least you're by Rashford, maybe ilikuwa shida. But we deserve to win. We were the better team from the start to finish. You're the better team.
Natu, you confirm, like, this was the first time in many years when we Manchester United wame play na wame press Man City. It doesn't happen.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, I think this is the first time tumeshinda na tumefunga against Man City at Old Trafford.
At Old Trafford.
In about, I think, 3-4 years.
Yeah, 3-4 years. Since
Mourinho time, atujashinda at Old Trafford. But away from now, your controversy.
Yeah.
The fact that Haaland akutufunga. The fact that tulikuwa na show as centre-back. Na Haaland alikuwa kumfuko yake.
Oh, wow.
How do you feel? Because as Ten Hag amekam, everyone thought ata keep the captain, Maguire, on the squad as all the other managers wamefanya. But for him, he decided, no. He has a clear guidelines. Ati, if you're a left-footed player, you can play as a left-footed centre-back. But for Maguire, he's right-footed, so mbona cheze kwa right side, kwa left side, na kuna Varane on the right side. So is that something that you think can happen for us in the long run, especially when we play tougher teams, quote-unquote tougher teams?
Okay, so for me, new manager, new philosophies, new tactics. For Ten Hag, of course, I've got a philosophy yake. And for Maguire, he has had a lackluster performance over the past 2 years, I will say 2 years. When he came in, Klemm Kalkwame expect like he'll be the pillar at the back. But then alikuja, things didn't work out. But some other managers still favored him. And then ukiangalia akicheza England, he normally performs in England, but when he comes back to Manchester, that's when things go south. So for Ten Hag, he doesn't want to risk. It's his first season, so For him, me and Taka, like, to make the fans happy, to raise that team spirit, the team belief. You are talking, like, to be honest, kuna some players who are arguing that Maguire shouldn't play. It was like he was costing the team. And then I guess for Ten Hag, Alipia Maguire the first two matches, where Manchester United lost. Then from there, it could be the butcher, Alessandro came in. From there, things actually started changing. But for Luke Shaw to play as a centre back, no one expected it, to be honest. Yeah, it came as a surprise. Juata at Luko Najua Besham dropped to the bench. Malasia was starting, then all of a sudden, Nona Luke Shaw after World Cup, Nona Luke Shaw as a centre back, and then he performed. And then during the weekend's match, Kilimanjaro expect Lisandro to play, to start, and then boom, you see Luke Shaw in the lineup. So I was like, ah. And then at the end of the day, he really performed so well. Haaland didn't score. So it was a plus for me. But then it's a risk that managers do take once in a while, but then after I have seen it has worked, that's when like he picks stuff from there. And I was like yesterday, Bado Luke Shaw alicheza, although alimuka kama left back, so he went to his normal position. But for me, Ten Hag is actually trying to find his first 11 squad. So obviously at a try to kama Eriksen, like let's use the example of Eriksen. No one believed as a chaser kama CDM, but from the look of things, I'm a pick it up. Mm-hmm. Now, in a Casemiro, they're doing great things in the heart of Manchester United at the midfield. So, literally, it's all about the coach and the belief. And when he tells you, you can do it, actually. Juwe ndiye amekupea your number na kupea the opportunity. So, mtu akisha kuambia, you can do it, Cyprian. Literally, at the end of the day, utaki kumdisapprove. At Manchester, sahi kuna competition. Like, you make a mistake, you go to the bench. For you to come back again and be in the starting 11, it will take time. It will take many years, many days. So, you can't risk. So, kisha pewa the opportunity, you use it to the fullest.
Okay, so for you, because for Ten Hag, I mean, make a lot of changes, especially in the back line. Dalot aliumia, Wan-Bissaka karudi. The whole conversation before Wan-Bissaka Rudy was, he's done.
Yeah,
he does not suit the Ten Hag style. He's not a good defender. There's no point of having him in the squad.
True.
So the whole conversation that ilikuwa ati atarudi Crystal Palace, ama atapata a new team. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, Wan-Bissaka and turned out to be one of the best right backs in the league in terms of performing, even kwenda mbele. Your game ya Man City, ali dribble past Rodri, aka dribble past, if it's not
Cancelo, I think it was Cancelo.
Cancelo as well.
Yeah.
And aka make a pass that in the previous season, hakuwa na make your pass. Even crosses, alikuwa na struggle a lot last season. But for some reason, as a fan, nashanga, what is Ten Hag doing? What do you think Ten Hag is doing that unezaka bench for 10, 15 games, but then when you show up, and you stand out. Ime apinia Wan-Bissaka, ime apinia Luke Shaw. I think you Maguire peke yake ndo struggle kutoka bench na ku like survive.
Maguire is cursed. Literally, Maguire is cursed.
I mean, to be honest, even the teams that he plays for, they're cursed. All the teams he's played for Mekula relegation, except Man United.
Yeah.
But we were this close.
Close.
Literally, answer this season. Yeah. Tulikuwa tunaenda huko. We were this close.
We started at the 18th position. Yeah.
Imagine.
Close.
At some point, tulikuwa 20th, bro. Yeah. Nakumka, nikuwa na watch game, tulikuwa 20th position.
Negative 7.
0 points from 2 games.
Yeah, it was weird. Literally, what I think Ten Hag is doing is giving the players that self-belief and showing the players that he's the overall manager.
That's true.
You know, these other United managers, Walkwanile, like, they had their loyal players. At the end of the day, whether you perform or not, ungepewa number.
That's true.
Like, let's use the example of Ole Gunnar. Maguire used to underperform, but at the end of the day, you could predict
the lineup.
Yeah.
The lineup.
Ungejua tu, like, tukianza ni Lindelof, Maguire, and then Bissaka, Luke Shaw. At the end of the day, you know, like, someone training amefanya vizuri, but I pay with that chance to showcase. Hata kuna yote, I mean, Van de Beek alikuwa anasema, I used to come early to training, but then Pogba anakuja late na Pogba ndiye anayekuwa. But then for Ten Hag, what you do in training, no memu impress.
Is what translates to the pitch.
True.
But, sir, let me ask, wacha tukwe objective kidogo. So, wacha tukwe the fact that you are Man United fans and we talk about Sasa football.
Yeah.
So, do you think Man City underperformed? Ama do you think we were just the better team from the start? Because first off, yes, tulikuwa poor. Tulikuwa tuna neutralize all the attacks. Haaland alikuwa hadi anarudi back to the middle line just to get the ball. Ilifika a point, their midfield, it was just sideways passing. And nakumbusha time ya LVG, where you're just passing, but there's no return.
True.
There's no effect. Foden akasabiwa halftime, just because hakuwa na any impact.
True.
But then Grealish alikam, and then system ka change.
Yeah.
and Man City wakakuwa a much better team. Mm-hmm. So is it that first half walikuwa underperforming, or the fact that we truly neutralize all the spaces that walikuwa nayo, and also tuka identify all the weak points that wako nazo na tuka exploit? What do you think?
Okay, one thing you must know when playing against Man City, most of the time Man City usually underrates teams. And then you can
Pep, before game alikuwa amesema, you know, I told you guys Man United will be back. Oh, Man United will shine. So alikuwa shanta ku build up your team. Hadi Gundogan alifanya interview akasema, this is a new Man United, it's not like the past Man United, you know, going to Old Trafford is now a bit tougher. So ilikuwa mind play ama for real walikuwa naona game yetu itakuwa tough?
Yeah, ilikuwa mind play, to be honest. Due for Man United, most of the time City were in a lemme United.
That's true.
And then here we come.
I mean, to me lose 6-1. Yeah. To me lose 6-1 their first game.
Yeah. So when I like mepigwa sita, then since wanataka like at least the match iko kwa
63.
Yes. Wanataka, so watawaambia like, oh, unajua itakuwa tough match, the team is actually rejuvenating, blah 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 and stuff. So ndio waone pia nyi like pia nyi mko psyched up. But then getting into that game, how could expect United watacheza hivyo venye walicheza? Let's just be honest. Oh, walikuwa too sure, like wamezoea na Haaland wao, make passes, air ball, header, oh, blah, 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 and stuff. But then, mefika hapa hivi, hey, Varane amebonda. Look at him, amebonda. And then, unapata Bernardo. Uh-huh. Literally, Bernardo usumbua United. Then, yeah, aka hapa hivi, Fred akutuya, like, on his toes, and pace, and everything. Mm. So, obviously, playmaking it a change. Ukiona De Bruyne pia hapo hivyo, bodo Fred ampeyo this chance, ama nini. So, it was tough for them. Walikuwa mekuja na hiyo expectations, like, this the usual United. But then, at the end of the day, things did change. Mm. Yeah. Ten Hag naye pia alikuwa na capitalize on the chances, and then kuna that some belief in United at the moment. The boys are psyched up after winning some back-to-back matches, so pia walikuwa wana to beat Liverpool, then mkuja hapa mepata Man City, so it was possible. Pia Liverpool ilikuwa imesumbua United for a very long time, then washaichapa 2-1 first leg, so kuna two or two like you are energized, you like you can do it. So that's why I think they beat Man City.
So from the win, confidence iko juu.
True.
Kila mtu ashasema we winning the league. Oh, we are coming for you, Arsenal. Oh, Arsenal, tunamnatolea tu position. Ni sisi ndo tutakaa, tuwashinde, tuwaibishe. The next game against Crystal Palace, which is a midweek game, ilianza vizuri. Mm-hmm. 1-0 first half. Started out kama the same way as Man City. Crystal Palace walikuwa na struggle breaking down our team, also the transition from defense to attack walikuwa na struggle a lot. Well, now kuna really fast players, kuna Zaha on this wing and then kuna SC on this wing, as alikuja second half, that's the other player, sorry. So first half to dominate. Mm-hmm. 1-0, Bruno Fernandes scores. Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks we're going to win. The only hope ni Casemiro spot a yellow card.
True.
Na to concede. Mm-hmm. Everything was going to plan. Ikafika 80th minute, Casemiro yellow card.
True.
Casemiro na miss game Arsenal. For any Man United fan, to be honest, sign the time ya kupanic. Kama uko anywhere, where kuna pilo, anza kuganduru, anza kulia, because on Sunday, it's going to be tough. Casemiro amepewa yellow, not going to play against Arsenal. Mm-hmm. A few minutes later, wakafunga free kick. One of the best free kicks in one of this season.
True.
As the game ended towards the end, Zaha almost akafunga.
Bisaka
ndo aliamua at least. Yeah. He did the spidey things, man. Mm-hmm. So, what happened? Because tumeshinda Man City and the hope is up and everything. Everyone is so excited about the game against Arsenal. Mm-hmm. Tunafika game ya Crystal Palace. Yes, Crystal Palace sometimes wanatusumbua. Mm-hmm. But at least tungepata 1-0 win, 2-1 win. Mm-hmm. Ingekuwa a good result for us. But now, with a Casemiro yellow card and that conceding goal, is, like, as a fan, do you think now you should be concerned as we head into the final games of the season?
Of course you should be concerned. But then, at the end of the day, always hope for the best. Yeah, to come on, you're like, it will be tough, but hope for the best. Yeah, just live the moment. Of course, Casemiro, it was silly of him to commit that foul. But at the end of the day, that guy angefunga, to be honest.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
players
true.
That's true.
That's true. Already hapo nyuma, at least, already Varane na Martinez walikuwa na cover the spaces.
True, yeah.
And so it was one Bisaka maybe ange make it for the challenge. But Casemiro does Casemiro things, man. That's the only reason he's won 5 Champions Leagues. He's one of the best defensive midfielders to my honor. Me personally, my honor, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when he does his things, inatokenga poa. And as a DM, ukimiki your challenge, obviously, there's some risk that uneza shika mtu by mistake.
Yeah. So the only thing during the Sunday game, the only thing that Ten Hag can do to help Man United is not to field McTominay, to be honest. Let's just be honest.
Pendi Maxos. Yeah.
No, see, it's impendi, but unangalia the caliber of the match. Match kama hii ya jana angeanza, yeah, that's okay. But such a big match, playing against one of the big five, and then I feel Tomine ni mtu wako na, I think, let me use the term, emotionally disturbed. Like this guy, it's all about hizo masira,
arguments. Shapa na title ya podcast, man. Yeah. Tomine is emotionally disturbed.
Yeah, true. For real. Yeah, this guy, hata kama jana uliona, like ameingia then with the Zaha thing, umefika hapo hivyo na sumbuana na just 1 minute into the match. So, for me,
it was so necessary. It was so necessary.
Game kama hii ya Sunday, unahitaji someone who can cool the game. Mm-hmm. Sio mtu wakuleta hizo ma tension na ma pressure kwa game. Same tu game imeanza then, all of a sudden, kuna pressure, mm-hmm, maybe mtu wenu washapewa yellow card. Mm-hmm. So, I'd prefer maybe a field Fred to partner with Eriksen, of which itakuwa a weird combination, if I will say. But then,
I'm trying to think, midfield 3 Arsenal. Pate anashikilia sana hapo nyuma.
Odegaard.
Mbele Odegaard manze anafanya this things.
Still have Shaka.
It's just I'm not an Arsenal fan and I generally hate Arsenal, but Odegaard, yo, I think he's the best player this season.
At the moment, in my living,
so far he's the best player in the league.
Yeah.
Because the way he conducts, he's a conductor.
True.
He coordinates the defense and the attack. So if ball inakuja kwake, everyone is just relaxed. Inanikumbusha De Bruyne, which season? Ile season walifika 100 points.
It was 2017.
De Bruyne was everything. Yeah. De Bruyne told kuna unajua tu De Bruyne akipata anything hata msarana about 5 players atatoka. And that's Odegaard for Arsenal.
At the moment that guy
that's
is living his dream.
And also Xhaka. Xhaka, once captain team atoka, he's a different player.
True.
The fact that now hana yo pressure ku handle the team, mm-hmm, ama ku captain the team.
True, yeah.
And being the leader of the team, he's shining. He's in the back front. No one hakuna mtu anampigia kelele anymore. Hakuna kutusi fans. Hakuna social media drama. He's just doing his job and going home. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to imagine hatuna Casemiro.
True.
Midfield 3 vile umesema, Fred kwa pivot, mm-hmm, and then tukuwe na Eriksen,
yeah,
and Fernandes.
Mm-hmm.
On this other side, Pate, Xhaka, Odegaard.
Wow.
Tuta handle aje yo midfield. Hizo space, hizo, kwa zato ukiona game ya Man City vizuri, there were times tulikuwa na a lot of space. Hata game ya Crystal Palace jana, tulikuwa na highline because tulikuwa na press sana. Hata Martinez alikuwa na press so much. So, in that sense, are we going to struggle? Do you foresee a 6-0? Do you foresee a 3-0? Because it's at the Emirates. The last time Christian Emirates ni time ya Lingard. The time to lead dance at the Emirates. A very good time. Enjoyable time. But I could lead to anything because truly Maz, I think number 5, number 6, I'm a number 4.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are trying to challenge for the title, quote in quote. Or
wow,
trying to set up our team for next season so that we can challenge for the title. Do you foresee an embarrassing result against Arsenal?
Literally, it will. Okay, atakama like United don't have Casemiro, but speaking like a football fan, like someone who watches football, of course, midfield ndio kwa the heart of the team. Yeah, you kuna a strong midfield, of course, what a destroy plans za this other team, the way it will fanya against City. But sasa hapa tunaenda kwa game ya a team which is actually eyeing the EPL. Pia, just like United, pia now wako psyched up, they want to win matches. Yeah, so it will be a hard match, but even if watapiga United, it won't be a high score line. I know that. I'm sure with that.
Because the reference you gave me are Spurs. You can now talk about the London Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Arsenal Spurs. Yes, before the game, it was sure better that Arsenal Rashinda.
Me too.
The first few minutes, Loria may make mistake. A few minutes later, 2-0.
2-0.
So to me, I thought it was at least 4-0. I thought your game was 4-0, 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
But then, just like Spurs on me for this season, they start off badly. second half wanna show up a bit, and they restructure a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's the same setup tunafaa kufanya? Tuanze vizuri, because Arsenal for the first 30 minutes, 45 minutes, what at pressure? Vibaya. Itakuwa constant pressure. So do we match it? Ama do we sit back alafu to utilize, to close all the spaces so that we make sure that Saka asikimbie, Martinelli asikimbie, Nketi asipate space?
One thing when playing against Arsenal this season is don't give them that space to overrun you.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, mkianza kama mmewapiga counter, wanashtuka. Mm-hmm. They will actually defend. So, hautapata Saka amekimbia. You utapata most of the time, like, wako cautious.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment mmewachia sasa, like, tawala. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, the field is yours. Mm-hmm. Do your things. That's when you'll actually suffer. And it's the same way with the City ucheza. So, I guess, Arteta tu amechukua ile philosophy ya Man City.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as long as umetupia space, we will punish you.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as mnaonyesha pia you are capable of punishing us, we become cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So unapata itakuwa a tightly contested match, but the moment United wakitulia kwa hiyo game,
mm-hmm.
itakuwa mbaya. That's why utapata mtu kama I guess Antony should be dropped during that match.
I support it, to be honest.
Yeah,
I support that idea, to be honest. Yeah.
Hapo nahitaji pia attackers who can actually,
and football intelligence. Sometimes I love Antony, but inanikumshanga nani
here. Yeah.
A couple of times ungeona nani ana shine, like arapata ball, a dribble and everything, and then makes that wonderful cross that, especially time alikuwa na Roro, ama ile time alikuwa na Rooney, he knew to find the player.
Mm-hmm.
And then kumshele game ya Man City versus Man United, nani ali cut back yoyote alafu akacross, when Rooney akafanya auto.
True.
It was an amazing goal.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes Antony akona yo brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But a majority of the time Antony ako too
off,
he's a bit too childish, his decision making is so off.
Mm-hmm.
But napenda the space that he creates, and the fact that at a pressure ni Ben White atacheza side ya Ben White.
Mm-hmm.
Ni Ben White ama ni
who's as on the left back,
ama ni Zinchenko. Ni Zinchenko, si ndio?
So
bas hiyo pia ni another position. The fact that Zinchenko anapenda ku press from the front,
mm-hmm.
does it work for Antony? Does it work for another wing back? Does it benefit another player? The fact that Zinchenko, majority of the time Zinchenko atakuwa nini half yet.
Mm-hmm.
So should we find a better player, ama should we stick with Antony? Because Antony anaweza match sana na Zinchenko.
No, Antony can match well with Zinchenko, but mimi naangalia the end result. Nisiangalia ile kufurahisha macho, I'm like, wow, I make the run, I mpita, alafu there's no end result.
Mm.
Literally. Juu haitasaidia. Juu itakuwa tu like every time, like kuna hiyo speculation uko like, yeah, he has gone, I mpita, but then at the end of the day, no goal, no, like. So for me, I prefer weke someone else.
Weke nani?
Like, hata kama
front three kwaje, ama ikuwe front two, now that kuna Vakos.
I'll prefer 4-4-2.
4-4-2. So yeah. Vargas
so has to demolish the. Of course, Marshall can't fit in that much. Mm. So
Marshall also appear. I have some injury issues, kidogo. Some doubts too. Because I'll talk after him in a game in Man City.
So for me, I would prefer, let me say, Garnacho and Vargas.
Front two.
Yeah.
And then.
Then my midfield,
Rashford on the left.
I'll prefer to push Rashford back on the left.
Rashford on the left, alafu Bruno on the right.
Yeah. It's weird, actually.
But Bruno, imagine Bruno alicheza Portugal on the right. A couple of games alikuwa cheza sana on the alikuwa na shifting towards the right. Shifting towards the right. Alikuwa na shine. But
so it just depends with let me say the intensity of the match. You sometimes unasema ati Portugal alicheza hapa hivyo, then at United tukimpea ikatae. Inza kwa ilikuwa a one hit thing. So, but it will be a tough match. This is the first time after United winning back-to-back games. This is the first time nimeanza kuona uyo uzito, the league sasa. Then likuwa na furaha nasema like, oh, we are back. But then
the fact that tulicheza midweek na Arsenal walikuwa resting.
Rest, yeah.
That's already, man, points to them. And but if I was Ten Hag, I'd want to structure the team. Unakumbuka game ya Man City Liverpool,
mm-hmm.
4-3.
Mm-hmm.
Ilikuwa tu goal difference yetu ni 8.
Mm-hmm.
If we lose 3-0, that's bad for us.
True.
If we lose 4-3, that's better for us.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer that we play 22 all out. All out, the fact true. That tuneza concede to concede, the fact that tuneza counter na tufunge to tufunge,
yeah.
There's no holding back. There's no way we're going to win the league with a goal difference with 8.
Mm-hmm.
Arsenal wako na 24, ama sijui what?
Yeah.
Man City wako na 27.
Mm-hmm.
Atuwezi wafikia. Haaland ata anaweza revive tena and yeah, kufunga hat-tricks after hat-tricks after hat-tricks. There's no
the
point of trying to...
The best thing at the moment is winning.
Points, getting yeah, points, 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 points. Points.
Mm.
Because if we win, if we won against Crystal Palace, tunge na game kwa 6 points behind.
Mm-hmm.
Tushinde Arsenal tunge kwa 3 points behind. Sai tuko how many points behind? 8-7 points behind.
Mm-hmm.
Tukilose it's worse, it's even worse. So tunde all out. To me, tunde to all out. The same way Conte aliamua second half could bring the wing backs into play. That might work into our favor.
But for Tottenham, I don't know what's happening at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah, because Conte has the squad, he has everything, the squad depth is there, but then his boys are actually not reflecting
Son,
the results
especially
that
Son.
He expects.
Son, well, Son, if Son angekuwa on form, ingekuwa different pass, but Son is struggling this season.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Kane is scoring. For some reason, Harry Kane anascore. And kumekuwa conversations that Spurs wanataka kumtoa. Not kumtoa, but that... Now willing to release it,
yeah, to offload him,
to, offload him to find a new team.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want Harry Kane in your team?
Of course, why not? Why not? Come on, look at the abilities that this striker has. Yeah, he can score with the header, he can score with his foot. Like,
he can actually track back and assist.
Wow, mm. He's a complete striker mm. in the modern era.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if United can go for him, but of course... Spurs will overcharge for him. So,
of course, yeah. Obviously. And unajua English tax. Hurricane manzi anakonga the star boy, so unajua bei itakuwa 200 million.
Of course, yeah.
And then wages itakuwa kama sijui how many wages, because even Man United, the conversion is wages to reduce.
Mm-hmm, true.
Even on Taka De Gea reduce wages zake.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you go about it? How do you sign someone like Hurricane ukijua atakuja ku mess up your wages?
No,
the same way tulikuwa na Sanchez. Tuli sign Sanchez manzi. Wages to wage bill, man, they can't do off the roof.
But one thing, at the moment, we can call it this, pass squad, yeah, they're not being paid that highly, to be honest.
Mm.
And then at the same very time, we can call it, at the moment, I talk about United and attack Hurricane. Bayern Munich also want him. Yeah. Now, at the moment, Bayern was took in expenditure.
Mm.
So literally, I don't care much the price tag.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Bayern, they match the price tag. Of course, Harry Kane will weigh the
mm-hmm.
wages.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, for footballers, it's all about making money.
That's
before
true.
Harry Kane.
That's true.
For Harry Kane, I guess Yasha gave up Naku.
I got 27, 27, 28.
Around 30. He's going around 30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for him to win many major trophies, I guess Yasha he canceled from his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So for him, he got 52%.
But he's still young, though. He's still young, but...
I may struggle to
understand. Example, longevity until maybe 33, 34, because mm-hmm. hananga serious injuries.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a striker, mwenye kuna some serious injuries, tungi kwa concerned. But for him, yes, akuna hizo one of moments where he goes injured for a few months, but in the
it's
really rare. So longevity yake inaweza fika 33, 34, 35. And chances are, if he wants to win trophies, that this is the best time to move.
True.
And Bayern, obviously, is one of the best teams kuenda. If ukona money supporting you, that would be the perfect choice for you to win a Champions League.
For
if that's your
for
dream.
The next like 10 years, I guess winning the Bundesliga is guaranteed. Yeah, yeah, like we could sure bet.
This isn't like a sure bet. This is okay. So you're thinking Bundesliga. You know, we're going to winter break man, since
yeah,
March.
Yeah,
you,
but
since when?
Yeah, but
we're winter break, bro.
Enjoying life.
Yeah, so, sadly, about Bundesliga.
Bayern, one thing with Bayern. You can write them off the Champions League, but for Bundesliga,
it's a guarantee.
Can't take a trophy, they want trophy, then you retire.
It's a guarantee.
So for Hurricane, maybe you can't take a trophy. For Bayern, it's a tick, it's a plus. It will be a plus for him. But for United, the rebuilding process is taking place. Although, Tusha project, like in the next like 2-3 years, United will be a powerhouse in England.
For you, if you're a player, you have Man United, lovely Omesema. They might become a powerhouse in the next 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's Man City also, who might sign you. And then there's Bayern Munich. Utawei nini, utachagua gani? Because ukishinda hata Bundesliga, to me, is not as attractive as kushinda FA Cup.
FA Cup is attractive.
FA Cup is more attractive as kushinda Bundesliga. No offense to the Germans watching this. atakao elewe Kiswahili. Guten Tag. Jambo. Karibu Kenya. Anyway, I still, Bundesliga is still not on the same wavelength as something like FA Cup. So, what are you doing?
Honestly, if I have Bayern, United and City, I'll go to City. Let's now be
Pep,
honest. Let's be honest. Pep, Pep ataniweka bench.
Pep
bora kwa squad ya finali anieke kwa list.
Pep ataka Man City until all time. Because time yake ni kirana out kidogo. I'm extending your contract years,
okay,
but
for Pep, nowadays as a manager, Rocky signed 10 years. It's not guaranteed to cover for 10
yes,
years.
That's true.
And then for Pep, I should be by every trophy in England.
Except the Champions League.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if they win the Champions League this season, anataka nini ingine?
Atatoka.
Yeah.
So for City, atoka na the expenditure ni because wanataka ya Champions League. Na imekata. So, for me, nuna this season ikikata, next season kutakuwa na some uncertainty around his future. So literally, yeah, then I'll narrow down to United. Yeah, you know, after thinking around it, so I may realize I'll go to United. Because for Pep, it's your guaranteed. And then Pep, kuna one issue with players, he can sign here, left utaka bench.
Utaka bench. Julian Alvarez, manze, yeah. Amish in the World Cup. Ako bench, bro.
True. And then kingale impact ali make in Argentina. So it was a huge impact. Alafu unapata sahi Haaland. Watu washa msoma. Kufunga imekuwa shida. Shida. And then Alvarez a couple go, he can make some difference.
But the problem is with Haaland. It's the same way. Let me, wacha maybe nipate example here. Before a relationship, for example. Okay, ukitaka date dem, alafu unampeleka, every single time unampeleka the fancy places and everything. And then unapata yo dem as now your girlfriend. And then sasa, ikuwe sasa, everywhere you went is not as attractive as now. Because ushaenda everywhere. Ushampeleka Dumberi, ushampeleka anywhere. Now, the limelight is, the bar was set here, and now you have to overshoot the bar.
Yeah.
But now for Haaland alianza with hat-tricks, 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 hat-tricks. Wakasema, if he continues like this, at a break, record ya Shearer, he's in a few years. But now, ana score maybe one goal, and assist here and there. And that, as a striker, this they're still good numbers. So atuwezi sema ati ana struggle because he's still doing his job. Is that is it's only that expectations iko a bit too high.
No, for me, I'll say he's struggling.
Mm.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Ni yeye mwenyewe alishafanya tujue ni mbaya. Yeah? Nishajua wewe ni mbaya, so he expects to perform anything below that. And then amekuja na washa United hat trick. Alipiga two hat tricks in two matches, consecutive matches. So
alifunga hat trick, bro.
Yeah, so it was painful, but and then the way he celebrated na the dad with the match ball, it was, of course, it was bad, iliuma, was like to move on. But for Haaland, I guess his time could be running out, but I can't write him off, literally. But maybe to change his tactics, the way an approach game. Sio tu kukaa mbele akingoja you feed him. If he can struggle pia yeye akuja after your ball, I guess ataanza kufunga. But for him, alikuwa ashazoea, De Bruyne is there, Bernardo is there, they will feed me. Hata kingeleo game United, ilikuwa De Bruyne akishika ball, Haaland asha make run and expect maybe some air ball, some cross will come, you'll head in, but then, ay, nikaumana. And then after the match, ndio unapata Pepsa and open up. Ako like, I guess, itabidi sasa tumeswitch this guy, inabidi pia anze kukua more into the match. Sio tu kungoja juu. Alimaliza na around 19 touches. It was awful for a striker kumaliza na 19 touches na hiyo kaliba yake. So for me to ni a change tactics, I can't write him off, but bura spo change ni kubaya. So England hakuna timu ndogo. Tusha msomanisha. Yeah, unajua the first few matches, huko unajua. Jitu, tukua tumeshajua ameperform Bundesliga, but then here amekuja, you're not so sure kama ataperform, then anaanza kufunga, then teams wakikachini, of course the team talks, so they analyze him, wanangalia who feeds him, his movements, blah, blah, blah. So unapata every match week, kwanza after the World Cup, he has been struggling literally. So unapata most of the teams, before the restart of the EPL, walikuwa washa like, so discussion ilikuwa around Haaland. As long as you're going to face City, ushajua like, how will we stop them? Na kustop Haaland, hata siyo lazima ushike Haaland mwenyewe. Unashika tu those who feed him, from De Bruyne, Bernardo, kina Rodri, nini. So at the moment, that's why he's struggling. Maybe I change the tactics. And then for Pep, I guess itabidi ya manza kufield Alvarez.
From, umesema England hakuna team dogo, but to me, team dogo sana England, Liverpool. to all Liverpool fans, hi. Liverpool oko nje na niko happy. I'm very happy, man. Nachukia
team. Of course, every nation fan is.
I hate that team to the core.
Yeah.
That's struggling. Wana struggle sana. A 3-0 loss against Brighton. Yes, we lost to Brighton.
Welbeck did my things.
Welbeck alifanya some magic that...
He sent Welbeck to Brighton to destroy Liverpool. And he did it.
And he did the Russian. Alifanya like a Russian, bro.
Thank you, Welbeck.
Shout out to you, Welbeck. So, Locho game. Because where De Zerbi and a structure Brighton... De Zerbi to me, this Brighton team is much better than Ilya Porter.
True.
And how on a Trozard? Trozard alikuwa bench because wakona some problem. Ata kwa bench, wakona some disciplinary issues with De Zerbi. Mm-hmm. Conversation is he might leave this before. He might leave this January, actually. Yeah. So, what is happening? Because, jaribu kuimagine, umse alikuja in the middle of the season. And the team is much better than the previous team. And it's the same team. Nothing has changed. It's only the coach that may change. But now, wanna fire from all fronts, like wanna minimize all the spaces, wanna control the game, wanna dominate every single sector of the game. Klopp alisema that was one of his worst matches at Amayona in his entire career as a coach. So, were Liverpool that bad, ama wa Brighton really amazing?
Liverpool wanakuanga mbaya.
Mm.
Yeah, Brighton were amazing.
Walifanya manze ki wanyonyi.
Singunyo.
Singunyo.
For me, Klopp is actually... Pierre Klopp, kuna some uncertainty around his future.
Last one.
Now, if I were Klopp, ninge make quick signings. Since you know you have injuries, you have to prepare early. But for him, akona loyal players. It's just like Ole Gunnar. But alikata, like he was asked about it, but alipinga na kwa like, no, it's because I have injuries. But ukiangalia, kuna some players at Liverpool have paid that chance. Now we know very well they can perform. Yeah? So unapata amechizesha tu the same very old players.
But atachizesha nani? Apo katikati, Chamberlain ameko injured for majority of his Liverpool career. Elliot is not up to par. Elliot is the same as, anajaribu kumbuka maybe one, an academy player from Man United that alikuwa good, but he was a good squad player. He was not that amazing, but akitumika alikuwa anatumika vizuri. So, I understand him from his perspective because, hey, team yao, injuries is a mess. It's the same as Chelsea this season.
And that's when you can be like, sign in January. You have that opportunity to sign. Liverpool
signed. Sign Gakpo?
No, the midfield. Okay, una sign up front, but we angalie the heart of the team.
So that's a sign nani. At this moment, who are you going to sign that atakuja make the impact immediately? Like, asipewe time, akwetu, I hit the ground running, purely. Same kama Diaz last season. Diaz alingia, I think, January. I think so, yeah. I think alingia January, if I'm not wrong. And I hit the road running. But that's this season, injury.
Lakini one thing I realized Liverpool are making, one mistake, ni kama they're acting the way United used to act.
Mm-hmm.
You sign big names, literally. I'm a one-season wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Nunes, for instance. And then Klopp akona hiyo tendency ya, as long as you punish Liverpool, he will sign you.
Yeye ni kweli.
Literally.
Yeye ni kweli.
As long as you punish, atakuchukua na atakuharibu. Starting from Minamino, angalia sai Nunes, the likes of Luis. So, at the end of the day, I guess, kuna these other, sitasema ni small leagues, but kuna these other leagues
yes, ya
tuzijui, na nimeshaona kuna wonderful players from those leagues. Unajua shida yetu nowadays ni kuangalia these other big teams, and then we spot players from there. Tukifikiria like that player will come na make impact. Okay, like for instance, angalia, to me which example? I just use the United example since I'm a United fan, but si kwa ubaya. Ukiangalia someone like Malasia. Malasia hakuwa anajulikana na watu wengi.
That's true.
Yeah. And then hata bila likuja, people were like, hey, mtu hii ni nani?
Even Martinez, to be honest, no one rated Martinez.
And then at the end of the day, these guys wanna perform. So really. So for me, what I can say ni, these coaches, wamiletio example ya kuende, players who can fight for the badge, not just big names. Yeah. Jua yo big names atakuja, yo obvious kwa wages, muta strain, mutafanya nini. But these are the small players, ni player like a Mwanai ni golden chance. To prove to the world that I can do it. Yeah, I'm going to a big club. Ata angalia sijui salary. Yeye anakuja ku play, kuunda jina. So for Klopp, if he can go before January ishe, before the transfer window ifungwe, if he can go and sign some one or two midfielders, Joto kisema ukileta out the two midfielders from this small team, unajua hata kusumbua hiyo team ati kudisrupt team, but ukileta in a big name alafu asiperform, alafu mweke bench itakuwa issue. Like, kuna venye through those conversations uanza nini nini kiasi unasikia you're falling out of place. But if you bring in these small names, they'll actually fight for you, to be honest. Like watakuja, they want to prove some point, they will play well. So for Klopp, before January ifungwe, please aende. Bure, hey.
What a struggle. So you will see, you know, not a bad result for them. Because them and Chelsea now we switch. Unakumbuka ilikuwa United Arsenal. United Arsenal. Sisi ndo tunalegeza manze 6 7 8. So now this season ni Liverpool Chelsea.
Hapo tu awachani so, twins.
Chelsea wameamua kufanya vile wamesema signing players. Mm-hmm. Wakatoa moja from Arsenal. Mm-hmm. A whole player amepost pictures
mpaka watch games za Arsenal.
Hadi kuna pajamas za Arsenal.
Then ana switch to Chelsea. Switch.
In last minute naka switch. Apparently the stories that ina come out ni Modric adi a part of the clause, ama part of the bonuses that he will help Ukraine. Will fund some of the bonuses, ama some of the money will fund Ukraine during the EU fight yao na Russia.
Wow.
That's some of the conversations that in a circulate. Mm-hmm. Because actually post the day after the announcement aka post Ukraine first. Alikuwa with the Chelsea shirt but akona flag, so Ukraine first. So now people are kind of speculate that part of the clause was that some of the deals and some of the money itaenda huko.
Yeah,
because your deal ilikuwa expensive.
It was expensive.
100 million, man.
Literally, ukiangalia.
It's 8 years and plus.
Ukiangalia the stories before Chelsea and Arsenal came in, Modric was to go for around 20 M. Then Chelsea comes in and Arsenal wametoa 50 wamekata, wameruka 70 wamekata. Then boom, Chelsea ndio wametokea. And it was shocking kwa sababu tumekaa tukijua anaingia Arsenal. Then kiasi naona hapo Fabrizio, here we go, but hey, deal close. For real, nilishtuka.
Yes.
And then kaingia hapo watu wa Arsenal wamejaa. Because walikuwa wameona like many players watataka kuwajoin juu venye wana perform. And then Chelsea, your bitter rivals, wanawa snatch two from the mouth.
Yeah. Umeona? Umeona kucheza? Because the
no, but my recent one some clips about
my recent memory, I think ile game versus Real, ile champion. Yeah, you alikuwa anacheza poa.
Akona pace
na anacheza poa, like he's a really good player. But I'm not sure for that amount of money. Bruh.
That was
you pay what him say, like already unakuja low price tag.
One thing with Chelsea with Todd Bowley, I guess he's trying to win the love of Chelsea fans. So saizi atafanya anything to make you happy.
Uliona alitokea kwa Twitter space.
Like mkitaka anything atatokea hapo hivyo. Atawasikiza like atona venye mna rant pale Twitter bla kiasi signing. Akiona like yani coach ananda perform, utasikia maybe ameitisha meeting pale hivyo waongee wasuluhishe mambo nini. But for them to spend such a large amount of money kwa Modric, that was insane. Literally. Sema kwa insane juu. I know. Mtu ilikuwa aende for 20, then mlipa more than 80.
Because I'm trying to imagine.
Oh, sorry. After these clubs wameanza kutan kama United, desperation. Yeah,
kitambo United but Chelsea always ilikuwa na. Chelsea always know yo. No, hiyo team wanarusha do. Chelsea always ni ule mbaba kwa klabu. Atarusha do ndo apate madem. Always imekuwa to structure since the
name. No, but for this one, nearly expect you that amount of money.
That's true.
No, kuna ule player mwenyewe. Let me give you an example. Imagine Haaland angeuzwa for 150. Unajua kuna mtu angeongea?
Hakuna mtu angeongea.
Like, tushajua huyu jamaa anatesa, ni mbaya. But for Modric, man, no.
So do you think Chelsea wanakuwa na an Arsenal moment? That Potter ana struggle now the same way Arteta is struggling in the first season, but is laying the foundation for something better in the coming few years.
No, for Potter sioni akisurvive at Chelsea.
Unajua
Potter ni yule manager mwenyewe. Akiwa kwa big club, he doesn't perform. But akiwa kwa a smaller club,
but this like in the first time amekuwa in a big team.
Exactly. That's why nasema like it was so soon.
The decision ilikuwa rushed.
Yeah, it was so soon. Kwa sababu unajua at Brighton, unajua teams hizi kama Brighton, the mid-table clubs, players fight for the team. They play for the team. Asa Potter amekuja hapa amepata squad. hata kama tuseme angekuwa na hizo injuries bado ange struggle. Jipote umepata squad iko na kila mtu mwenye guy itako kiwa Brighton. Right? Yeah? And then these same very people are give their best. Yeah? Nataka tunasema like Chelsea wako na injuries. But kuna ile moment yenye unaangalia wale players wenye wamebaki kwa uwanja, like players wamebaki, ni wale players bado wanaweza make some impact. But at the end of the day they end up struggling. Sika Liverpool, Liverpool like au wamesuffer cha ukweli. Jeru kiangalia squad inacheza literally huwezi compare na Chelsea. Chelsea wako better off. So si expect Chelsea ama players wa Chelsea tuseme saizi wenye wanacheza saizi waende place kama okay si kwa ubaya, don't take it badly, but waende place kama Palace. Most of the time watakuwa first 11.
That's true.
Yeah. So kuna jeri utasema sijati ati yao tuko na injuries juu ni nini. Angalia venye pale su display like stellar performances in the league. So for Chelsea hakuna wasitumia injury kama reason ya kupigwa. For Liverpool nitakubali. Hiyo literally kila mtu anaona, but for Chelsea no.
Okay.
No.
So towards the end of the season, nani atafinish higher, Liverpool or Chelsea?
Mungiru atamaliza amalize.
And yeah, our team ndogo ndogo atujali kuswa. Atujali kusizi team ndogo ndogo.
Mungiru nifika yo place nya. May the best team win.
That's true.
Yeah. Ujua kitambo ni wanga zile za like, wacha hii pigu wendi. Yo mini
win. Sasa si to benefit.
Yeah, benefit. Yeah, but at the moment I'm like, may the best team win.
So whatever happens in the bottom half, we do not pay attention to it. Just say.
And then one other team inafaa ichunge ni Spurs.
Spurs also.
For Spurs, unajua wanataka ku emulate yo United ya Mourinho. Kuna a time United ingepigwa first half then second half comeback.
They come back, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess they are trying to do the same thing against Arsenal, but where? So for Spurs, the only thing I can say ni could drop some of the players. Unaona kama mtu kama Son before 20 World Cup. Kuna game alikuwa dropped. Then the following game
alifunga hat-trick. Alifunga hat-trick in about 6 minutes, so that's how many minutes? Less than 10 minutes.
So at the moment, the only thing Conte anaweza fanya ni aache hiyo ya team you have a big name, sasa atakufield. The only thing he can do ni kwa bench kuna potential players wenye wanaweza ku deliver. So for him nizataka kuna ile gezwa kaza coach. Kuna anga kuchukua sure tutashinda. Kuna sometimes utabahatisha. So for him akipata team anacheza against a mid table team, I try some of the players mwenyewe weka kwa bench. Like I try to kurisha for the team, but aache those key players wenye anajua they can't fail him, someone like Harry Kane. Ambakisha kwa team, then aone how they will perform, then from there at a gauge. Najua hata mapleya wa bench ukimpea chance ataitumia to the fullest. Anataka kuanza kuplay, so of course that person will perform. So for him I guess pia maybe his days are numbered.
Okay.
Pia Tuchel is trying to come in as a new Spurs coach, so the only thing itamwokoa ni kumaliza top 4.
Okay.
Which ni ngumu. Newcastle limekatalia hapo, United wako hapo hivyo, like wow.
Okay. So away from football, over the weekend kulikuwa na big fight. It's been a longest while since Nairobi ama Kenya were excited about a boxing match. And ilikuwa kati of one person. Just one person who is not even a genuine boxer, who is not a real boxer, who is not a professional boxer, alishikisha the whole country on a chokehold. Everyone was so excited about one thing. For anyone mwenye amishi under a rock, ama kama wewe, to be honest, upenangi social media, over the weekend, Wanyonyi versus Mr. Sugunyo. Sugunyo. Ngumi toka Ukraine. Boom. Niingia kutoka Tanzania, nilipitia forest.
Na Mungu jua.
Mr. Mandonga.
Wow. Mandonga.
Mandonga versus Wanyonyi, a boxing match that ilishikilia the whole country. Ilikuwa kama Muhammad ilikuwa kama Muhammad Ali alikuja Kenya.
Mwanyonyi alituangusha.
But for Wanyonyi, so for anyone who doesn't know, Mandonga, a boxer from Tanzania, alikuja a boxing match versus Wanyonyi, who is a Kenyan, KCC on Saturday. Our Kenyan Manzi sadly lost. Ali threw in the towel 5th round. So his excuse was he's not trained ama hajakuwa in a professional boxing match since 2021. And to be honest, tunajua as Kenyans we know how our own athletes on a struggle. Wanyonyi for example, is a trader pale Gikosh.
Yes, true.
And was some clothes.
Imagine.
So as someone who represents our country and full-time anafaku, make sure that we shine in the global stage. Mm-hmm. If majority of his time ako Gikosh, you can't really fault him. Like, for him, always in fault. So,
no, tukingalia
from your perspective, kila mtu alikuwa anajua manze tunachapa mandonga. Tulikuwa tunafikiri tu ni mdomo. But niliwatch your match. Si mdomo. Yes. Ako down. But yuko down.
And I try.
Manze, see first body, but anaweza survive.
Mm-hmm.
Anaweza umia, but anaweza survive. So, wow. Was it more of an entertainment just to see it and to entertain? Ama to you, it's a start for something new.
No, for me, actually, it has to be a lesson that Kenyan must learn, actually, from that fight. Yeah? Uwezi niambia like you have a boxer, but maybe you expect one day aende huko nje to fight for you, to bring those titles. And then, yeah, I won't pay support.
That's true.
That guy is in Gikosh selling clothes, mm. Yeah, to make a living or to earn a living.
Mm.
And then, hapa hivi kuna mtu ametoka TZ. And then ukiangalia the hype that this guy is creating.
Mm.
And then amekuja na hiyo support mpaka like from TZ. You honestly ingekuwa match ya Kenyan na Uganda.
Ingekuwa hype.
Ingekuwa Kenyan. Too, maybe too, some fight will be there, but
to be honest, ingekuwa Kenyan versus an American, to be honest, unless you're American anajulikana sana. True. You're fighting in a tu chini ya maji. But the fact that Madonga, mm-hmm. and He's amazing when it comes to PR. He's amazing when it comes to hyping himself. Kama kuna mtu anajua kujihype ni Madonga. Alianza from nothing. Ana lose match lakini bado anaongea.
Bado ataongea.
Ataongea. Atatoa punchlines, atasema,
because for him his slogan ni if you beat me I will talk.
Mm.
And if you beat me I'll talk more. So at the end of the day, Kenyans must learn from that.
Mm.
And then pia ukiangalia the government should actually support these athletes. Tuanze tu na football.
But tutalio mara ngapi? Year in, year out.
Shalia.
Serikali manze come in, saidia manze. Our athletes on a struggle.
They're struggling.
Oh, nini. Tutalia for
all. Wait, imagine like, usikia ati Mandonga na uzanguo uko TZ.
Mm.
It's something that is unheard of. But angalia mtu kama Wanyonyi, hata we were hyping him, alafu at the end of the day, unakuja mnajua after amepigwa, ndio mnakuja mnajua, oh, kumbe ya anauza nguo, like, hata hajakuwa kitrain.
Imagine.
Hata ana facilities.
Imagine. The whole time, no one.
So tunajua tu, like, tuna rally tu behind him.
Yeah.
And then after amepigwa, ndio tunajua sasa the truth behind his loss. Ako like, oh, hey, manze, it's bad.
Mm.
It's bad.
Mm.
As the government, inafatua, anze kusaidia these athletes. Same to every sector.
Mm.
Yeah. You can get like kama sports. So far, I'm like games this weekend on postpone.
Yeah, KPL.
KPL.
Mm.
Ukiangalia kama tu seme 20, was it the 2018 AFCON?
Mm.
2019.
Mm.
Yeah, kuna some money that was released.
That.
They never got that money. Mm. So, what the Kenyan government can do ni ku support these guys, kwanza boxing. Boxing.
For a majority of like individual athletes, boxing, tennis,
mm-hmm.
swimming, even rallying, racing, this is purely individual. It's not team. So it's easier to support one individual. It's easier to create a structure where you're supporting multiple people as opposed to a team. I understand. Teams in as a complex because mm-hmm. you have 25 players, ukuna support staff, ukuna all these other people. So
mm-hmm.
inakuwa expensive. But if it's an individual, tunaanza from the smallest. Yani an individual where ni boxer, akuna coach, akuna maybe medical staff, and a few things here.
Mm-hmm.
In total, maybe I can have 10 people around him.
Mm-hmm.
10 That's people is so easy to support.
Kabisa.
It's so easy.
Kabisa.
But also, this is a lesson to like our own athletes. Jihype, bro. Jihype. Usiogope camera. Usiogope kuchocha. Usiogope kushindwa. Kwa kama donga, man. Ukienda, hype.
Hype, kabisa.
Hype. That's the only way tutajulikana.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way utapata do. That's the only way utaumoka. Endo jihype, bro. Because in Zendoko State, wasa kujue. Usain Bolt alijulikana for what? Yes, alikuwa anashinda end records.
Mm-hmm.
But alijulikana because of his showmanship. Before a race, alikuwa anasema this, mm-hmm. anafana this, and everyone loved him. Muhammad Ali, the same. Ronaldo, the same. If you want to be great, jihype kwanza, tutakusupport.
Okay, I have a question for you. Like, this Wanyonyi guy,
mm-hmm.
Nataka unipe percentage, like uko sure watu wangapi Kenya walikuwa wanamjua?
Kama si wasee wake, man, naweza sema total max 10%. Familia yake, mabeste yake, wasee wako kwa boxing association, and I say maybe unanguo kutoka kwake. 10% of people in Kenya walikuwa wanamjua.
Think about it.
Mm. Even tunaweza sema athletes. Kuna athletes hapa wameshinda Olympics. Wanakuja with medals. Wanaweza pita kwa hii room.
Na ujui.
Na utosikiasi, hawamjui. Hawamjui. Mara mobi ni mwana athletes wakitembea. Hakuna hiyo stardom. No one is running to them to sign and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they're big names. They're big names. Imagine. Amazing names. Wameshinda amazing things. But hawajihype. Jihype. That's the only way unaweza umoka.
I'm so sure bado tukitoka hapa nje, wanyinyi atakupita hapa. You won't react.
That's true.
Like, unulalipibwe ya.
Na ni kitu sad, ni very sad about it.
It's so sad. So, Kenyan athletes, like, take two example ya Mandonga. Hata tusiende ya tima juu ama wapi.
Tuende tu Mandonga.
Tuende tu Mandonga tu hapa hivi. Like, this guy venye alijihype. Na siti alikuwa na a big team.
Exactly.
Na Ross G3, guys. Mm. But unaweza imagine your hype poly manage.
Alikuja bedeni na management yake, alafu majority of Tanzanians wenye wako Kenya, wakakuja sasa kumrally.
Imagine.
Behind him. Hata Mdalena Gikosh, Matizedi, wale wana, because kuna a lot of Tanzanians wanauza pale Gikosh. Mm. Wale msaround tu, wena kumhype. That's the only way manze unaweza umoka. That's the only way. Ah, tukimaliza manze, rugby, Kenya Sevens wanacheza Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Wameanza season vibaya, just like they finished off last season. Hajatoka group stage in any pool from the tournaments that wamepitia Dubai and Cape Town. Sasa wako Hamilton 7th. In our pool tuko na France, tuko na Fiji, tuko na Samoa.
kuna hope.
Man, mimi tunasema tu hope. Hope for the, Bloli sema, hope for the best,
expect the worst.
But please, a rallying call to you guys. Manze tunajotuna try, but please, msikuwe relegated, because tukiwa relegated, that's another story. Kurudi juu, itakuwa whole challenge.
But one thing inafaa big up nani, Damian juu.
Damian McGrath is trying. Ana try so much, man. In an environment that is so hard for them. And I try, everyone in the team is trying so hard to shine and to make themselves proud and
playing
the country proud.
Such poor conditions.
But around them, tumesema, no one is supporting you as you should be supported. So, man, tunawapenda, man, and we wish you all the best, but...
Mjaribu.
Mjaribu tu.
To be honest, against Fiji, what's your prediction?
For some reason, tunajua, Fiji... Inakuanga either two ways.
Tunakuwa
whitewashed. Tunakuanga whitewashed. Sometimes tuko whitewashed. Ama iko tight. But the fact that ni New Zealand, sioni tukichapa Fiji, sioni tukichapa Samoa. Our only hope ni France. That's our only hope for the pool.
It's that bad, guys.
Yeah. Anyway, that was episode something of the pregame. Tune in next time. Kama tutakuwa hapa. Hopefully, tutakuwa na watu wa Liverpool. Hopefully
waliogopa.
Hopefully at
maybe washinde. Ombeni Mungu washinde over the weekend ndio atoke.
And also to all Man United fans, msiogope. Sugunyo.
Wacha
Arsenal pale Emirates. Tunaingia. Na tukilose sirudi podcast. Lakini hata tukilose na show up, mimi siogopangi. Sini kujichocha.
Ai.
Kujichocha.
Mbona
unaogopa nani? Unaogopa nani?
Mimi siogopi.
Unaogopa nani?
Kupigwa si kila siku. Once in a while.
Tumepitia mingi, bro.
Sikuzi ni manza kunona. Sikuzi Manchester is winning at least.
Unajua before...
Manza kufeel.
Before the skin yangu ilikuwa na pale kidogo. But the squeezy, man. I have beautiful skin.
Yeah.
It's amazing skin because Man United is doing the thing.
Courtesy of Ten Hag.
Continue doing the thing. Continue, man. Anyway, man. Episode something. Season something. Welcome back. Thank you for watching. Tune in next time. Same time. Same place.
Wow. See you next time, guys.